Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Burn it down!
Green Bay, Wisconsin! Is that all you got? Come on, you can be louder than that! I know y'all mad. Because championship gold looks good on the blue and orange.
Rollins did a nice job for the Bears, right? Going out there and Seth Rollins, the WWE wrestler. I thought he was enjoyable.
That was hysterical.
Did a great job.
Because the king of the North, the best quarterback in the NFC North, Caleb Williams, is undefeated at Lambeau Field.
Puck is helpless. A stop the puck. A cover by Rollins. Oh, my God. Rollins is the world heavyweight champion.
I think they should bring him back to do everything for Chicago Bears. So.
And in case y'all aren't familiar with my game, let me remind you, I am a visionary. I am a revolutionary. I am Seth freaking Rollins.
CM Punk was world champion for just over 5 minutes until that man, Seth Rollins, pulled off the ruse of the century.
Let's burn it down and bear down, Chicago.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We are looking forward to a conversation with the visionary himself, Seth freaking Rollins, coming up in a little bit. He is climbing the ranks of the celebrity Bears fan. You know, like, as far as Bill Murray is probably still at the top, Speaks, but I feel like Seth, especially with what happened at the draft, I think that his visibility, his likability, and the fact that he is now more and more around sports is putting him near the top of that list.
I think that is true. That man has been on Good Morning Football a lot. I mean, Good Morning Football airs Monday to Friday at 7 on NFL Network, re-airs at 9 and 11. That man's been on a lot. Our guy, Alex Kuhn, every time he turns on the TV on Good Morning Football, he's like, oh my God, there's Seth Rollins again. And he was great this week, understandably going after Aaron Rodgers, the one that we all love to hate. And it is a joy and a thrill and an honor to hate that man in a sports setting. It really is.
Except for when you're betting on him against the Bears. Huh?
Well, sometimes I'm not betting on him. I'm betting on the Steelers. It's weird, though, man. It's weird. Like, I've become everything that I hate in this one little aspect here. Where
I saw it coming.
I'm able to look at the financial investment of the bet and unfortunately think that this is a week where the league comes back to bite the Bears. That's just what I think. I will love to be wrong, which of course makes it an awkward gambling segment. When you're telling people, here are my winners. I hope I'm wrong. But that's why Matlock, you know, is a debut. And perhaps a grand finale.
No. Now we gotta lean into this thing.
Oh, you
now
think
that
so?
It's rolling.
Is it rolling? Is it rolling though, Lawrence?
Yes. Now that you've got your whole thing, I don't know if you want to add some costuming to this or.
I don't have a whole thing. Hell, Tanny could have done. I'll be honest. Tanny could have done more.
Yeah, you're right. I think we all could have done more. To be honest with you, I will definitely point the thumb, but I think it's a collective. I'm going very Mike Tomlin on you this week. It's a collective.
Yes,
and within the collective.
Well, I would
open it, grand close it.
No.
Well, I would say this. I would say this to the listeners, respectfully, it's none of your business. All right? Respectfully. Of course, I mean that respectfully. If we're talking Mike Tomlin.
None of your businesses. Respectfully.
That does not feel respectful, Mike. But Tanny, what do you think? Like a big old lock sound effect?
Definitely a lock sound. You know, gotta have that lock sound.
So what is that? Is that
the
jail?
The prison gates closing?
Yeah. Woo!
I don't know if we make like the Law and Order sound maybe for each one of them, but definitely some sort of lock.
Yeah,
Or maybe we just have like a clip of Kathy Bates as Matlock after each one.
Well, you know me, I'm Andy Griffith. I go old school. Texture says, Speaks, I love you, but the name of the segment is awful. Your target demo doesn't think Matlock is cool. And I said,
that's
sir.
On me.
No, but I said, sir, that's the humor in the joke. We're pretending.
Right, that's the bit.
Because we're not even old enough to like the original Matlock. It was for old people back then. You know?
But the thing is that the new Matlock is doing really well.
Well, then the same texture suggests that you get a murder, she wrote, segment. So,
oh, you know what? It can be like a jacked up. That's what you do. It can be like a jacked up segment. So the best hit of the week.
Yes.
In a game like that ends up being the murder, she wrote.
Yes.
So like, now my head is like, we need someone who writes, who's good at, we need like Carmen to like write something about the play that we're going to choose. So it can be like, oh, you know, did you see CJ Gardner-Johnson with that hit that he was able to put on DK Metcalf? Man, he murdered that guy.
Yeah.
And Carmen wrote about it. Murder.
So that Carmen's Italian. Now I get it. It's got to be a female writer. See, it's coming back around.
Yeah,
I think
it's layers.
I think a segment highlighting big physical hits would be great on the radio.
Yes, you can see him.
Listen to this, folks.
Boom.
It is kind of crazy that we live in a space where the jacked up segment. We looked forward to it every week. And now, like, looking back on those segments, you're like, oh, our favorite players got hit in the head quite a bit. And we danced about it.
Yeah, we did. We did. But they danced in the old Roman times, too. You know? They didn't know what concussions were. They didn't care. It was a simpler time. And they put gladiators out there, let them beat each other to a bloody pulp, clapped for it, then went home.
And men were men?
I guess.
And the sheep were scared.
Yeah, the sheep were so scared. They really were.
Man, I really wanted to talk with Seth Rollins.
I know, man. I know. Well, you know.
Because he's not just doing Good Morning Football. He's doing Netflix. Netflix's football coverage.
Well, I haven't seen the Netflix football roster this year. I remember I saw it last year. And like you said, it was, I believe, like 27 different people. Or something like that. We're going to have these five people here. We're going to have these five people over there. And those five people there. It's interesting. I've been thinking about the TV sports stuff because of all the baseball machinations this week. You know, with NBC getting Sunday Night Baseball now coming up. I know some broadcasters who are going to be taking some meetings with NBC as they are looking for crews. They need four crews And they need a studio host. Perhaps they need an essayist. I wonder if there's like a venerable baseball salt who is a friend of this show who might be a good fit for studio essayist on NBC's baseball coverage. Maybe somebody who just rekindled his relationship with NBC now that they've got basketball, huh?
Thank you, Matt. I think that, always a pleasure. Yes. Speak to you soon.
Soon, I hope, sir. Yes.
And I told you, get your own resume ready.
I know. But just like football has found a way to keep all their media partners thirsty by giving them the Super Bowl once around in a rotation, I think you can look for baseball to be doing that. In 3 years, when the contracts are up, baseball is going to be doing that, is my prediction. That it's not going to be Fox holding on to the World Series, and it's not going to be ESPN grabbing it or NBC grabbing it. It's going to be a rotation, and that's how Rob Manfred's going to try to bring that money in, copy the NFL any way he can.
That's what I figured was going to happen, that baseball would pivot to, hey, all right, we don't need one partner. We don't need one partner because every one of these outlets is looking for an opportunity to get out here and have live sports. And it's funny. It's one of the things that I talk about in the class with the students is live sports is now the lifeblood of broadcasting or streaming. And if you are a network or a streamer that doesn't have it, you're probably not long for the environment. Mm-hmm. You have to have it because it is compelling to watch live.
Yeah.
People don't want to, they will watch their sports taped, but they would prefer to watch their sports live. So with the inventory that Major League Baseball has, it was a no-brainer to me that streaming services that are trying to up their profile. Like, look at what Netflix wants to do with football. They're trying to up their profile as a place that you can go for live sports and not just for your favorite comedians or original programming. They want to be involved in a game that the big boys in the old school networks on terrestrial TV have been trying to monopolize for forever.
Yeah, we'll catch up with Seth Rollins hopefully a little bit later in the show. Ian Eagle from CBS, who's calling the Bears and the Steelers, will join us in about 10 minutes. Baseball news crossing all afternoon because today's the day to either tender contracts or not to certain players. The Cubs non-tendered Reese McGuire. He's a free agent. The Rangers non-tendered Adolis Garcia. Had a bad year, but remember what a stud he was in the postseason? So there's all sorts of options out there and being added to the free agent list. We talked about Shota Imanaga yesterday, the Shota allegations of how maybe the Cubs front office, according to a couple different sources out there, had possibly been surprised that Shota accepted the qualifying offer. And you went pretty hard on it, Lawrence, and pretty hard on the Cubs front office for maybe messing that up. And there you got some pushback, right? Because I know the Score did a video and put it out there on the socials and such.
I did. And I will say, because I don't want to make this just like everyone was negative and I don't want to make it seem that way. There were a lot of Cubs fans who were upset and were like, yeah, this doesn't make a lot of sense for the Cubs to do this. And then there were some that came off as delusional in talking about it. Like, obviously some of it is going to be dismissed because I'm a White Sox fan. The one part that there was one that I thought was hilarious.
That's silly, by the way.
It's
just silly because, like, you're a passionate, thoughtful, equal opportunity baseball lover and hater on the stupid. I've seen
100%. The one that was the funniest to me, though, like, was there was a guy who was like, well, leave it to the Score to go out and protect the Cubs. And I'm like, that's what you got from that segment? Is that we are protecting the Cubs as we talk about a mistake that might have been an unforced error by the Cubs front office that could keep them from spending money this offseason?
Wow. Yeah, no, that's a that doesn't make a lick of sense as to what that was.
There was a lot of that inside of the comments, but there were plenty of people, and I basically just responded to everyone. But there were plenty of people who were concerned about this, and I will say the consensus of the fans that were concerned about it was, well, if this is them messing up and they're worried about a work stoppage, then the hope is what you laid out is that they then take this and go, all right, give me all of the players that I can get on 1 year deals and let's see if they can win it right now.
Yes.
I think that would be their best way out of this thing.
Absolutely. And what a gesture that would be taken as. What an opportunity, because there's a lot of, frankly, there's a lot of bad will out there. There's a lot of, as you saw yesterday and as we've all interacted with, there's a lot of like Cubs are cheap stuff going on out there nationally, in fact. So I think it would be met with unbelievably thunderous approval, and it may fit what this market ends up dictating. I mean, maybe Dylan Cease is going to get that big long deal, but I don't know if Michael King is. You know, maybe Alex Bregman is going to get that big long deal, but maybe not. You know, he didn't last year. He might have to do a one and options again. Or maybe Eugenio Suarez is only going to get 1 year offers. That dude just hit 49 homers with an OPS of 825. And I got people telling me, he's washed. Why do you want him? He just hit 49 home runs.
Washed?
He just hit 40. He hit a higher WAR than Bregman. You know, so like, there are options out there to go and improve this team like crazy, even if you decide to do it on a 1 year basis and protect yourself and go over the tax. Hell, the tax rules might change drastically, you know, with a work stoppage. You might not have to pay the penalties that it would appear that you have to pay if you go over, because those things might change.
And if you're doing a bunch of 1 year deals, it allows for you to get back under it pretty quickly, so that you don't end up in a repeater penalty.
Yes.
On it.
Yes, because I approve of that conceptually. If you can stay malleable year to year, I see the wisdom in that. For sure, I see the wisdom in that. But this is a moment. This is a go for it moment, just like it was last year. We were all so disappointed at the deadline when they didn't go further. Go far this offseason. Push yourself and don't let this Shota situation with the Shota allegations stop you.
Let's take a break. Let's talk to Bird. Ian Eagle is going to be on the call, and there's a lot that we can discuss with him about this Bears team and maybe get some more information on this Steelers bunch and Aaron Rodgers. Ian Eagle joins us next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Score.
Ian Eagle, great to be with you for the return of the NFL on CBS. Dan Marino taking the field. How fitting that he would be on the same field as Manning would make his pro debut. Manning. Perfect. End zone. Touchdown. Indianapolis. It comes a little bit late, but still important for Manning to get that first score. They dump it down. Longley on the give and go. Michael Jordan is heating up. Pippen the dish. Lopping the stuff. Pippen around a screen. Drops it inside. Extra feed. Jordan in the air. Chance at a three-point play. The madness is real. Cummings. The drive. Nelly finishes. It's getting hot in here. It's March. Expect the unexpected. Nets looking for the win. Johnson the step back. He buries it. That was real. And that was spectacular.
Let's send it downstairs. Get more from Evan Washburn. Evan, is that Gore-Tex?
Williams. He chucks it downfield.
One-handed grab by DJ Moore.
Wow, what a catch. Just incredible.
LaMarvelous. Five touchdowns on the day through the air for Lamar Jackson.
Marvelous,
but add luck.
LaMarvelous.
Yeah.
And now Brown is off to the races. Hurdles, kicks him in, and a flag is thrown.
It was great when the mascots and cheerleaders get together.
Whoa!
Engulfed. That's not right.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce.
Kelce finds a blank space for the score.
St. Rita High School here in Chicago. Same high school as Ray Manzarek for the Doors.
I think the health department here in Chicago might be a little concerned. You were deep dish, I apparently am thin crust.
You do have a thin crust.
Yeah, I've been told that.
Rain is possible, although there have been reports of some wet weather in Evanston. We're going to open up the phones in this Ask Gene segment. We have a call from Skokie. Go ahead, for Gene.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
You can check out coverage of Bears Steelers on CBS. Kickoff is at noon, and Ian Eagle is going to be on the call. So it is a treat for every Bears fan who is going to watch the game on CBS. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Bears Steelers at Soldier Field, noon on Sunday. Ian, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
It felt like the video they play at your funeral. That was really nice.
Hey, man.
Really well done.
Thank you. That's our guy, Chris Tannehill, who we believe is the best in this business at doing that. You're the Seinfeld theme under Real and Spectacular, a little Taylor for Blank Space, right? It's like it was all there. And, of course, the Ray Manzarek. We appreciate the full depth and breadth of your references and everything. And I mean, it's for anybody who doesn't know, the son of entertainers is Ian Eagle. Like, all this stuff is in there. You get to use all of it. What a joy to get to use all of that stuff in the ball games you do, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I was a subscriber to People Magazine and Entertainment Weekly for 25 years when that was still a thing. So it has to go towards something. I didn't get the doctor's office discount. I was paying a fair rate at the time, so I feel as if I committed all this time and energy on airplanes reading these dopey magazines, there should be some carryover for what we do on the air.
It really is a thing, Ian, because I joke all the time that perhaps I should have taken these talents to law school at some point. Like having all of this stuff in my head, all of these different things that I reference, but apparently I found the thing that I love, and I love that you found it too, and you're okay with dropping that stuff inside of what is a fun job and a great experience of calling football or basketball.
Yeah, I don't want to mislead you to think, this guy should have worked for NASA. He is genius.
No.
I just had a retention for unnecessary minutiae.
Yeah.
Who was the sixth lead on Three's Company? That helped nobody in America whatsoever, but it's somehow embedded into my brain.
God, I'm trying to come. I know, I'm trying to come. Larry Dallas, it could be.
Yeah, it's got to be Larry Dallas,
Richard
that you're talking
Klein,
about.
Klein.
Yeah, that's
Klein, Larry Dallas.
Yeah, no, that's that's all of us. I'd be terrified for the space program if you worked for NASA. Absolutely terrified.
I mean, now that Ian has sent us down this road, remember when it was like a very special episode of Three's Company where we found out that Larry was Greek and they did like the whole thing at the Greek restaurant?
Yeah. Now that moved me as a child. I didn't realize what was inside me at that point that I needed and had a quench of knowledge for my Greek brethren. That changed everything for me.
Well, this is why Bears fans are tuning in. It's Spiegel and Holmes right here on 670 The Score. Ian's doing NBA tonight. What do you got? Nuggets, Rockets on Amazon Prime? I mean, we
could,
it's a really good show, man. That's a really, really good studio show. They've got chemistry. You guys are onto something. But let's get to the Bears. Are you a man who has interviewed myriad coaches through these years as impressed by Ben Johnson as we are?
Yeah, big time. It's our second Bears game, and both production meetings have lived up to it. He is direct. He is exceptionally smart. He is very honest. He answers your question. He doesn't give you a word salad as to how much time he can fill so he can move on to the next question. He's been excellent, and obviously the results are what they are. And I think a lot of it is the fact that he is very strong in his messaging. The players are buying in. You never have to apologize for winning. I know sometimes we view things through a different lens, but within that locker room, within that facility, I do think things are changing and changing for the better. Whether or not these guys can remain a legitimate option as a team that could make a run in the playoffs, I don't know. But I do know that there's a different vibe around this team than there was in previous years.
His honesty and his willingness to like live in the truth, I feel like it's a really good match for a young quarterback. I don't know if it's going to work, but I feel like I'd bet on that guy with a young quarterback.
Yeah, and I think both sides are certainly trying to make it work. And that's the one thing through all these years of doing this job. When you sit down with quarterbacks, when you sit down with coaches, sometimes there's body language that indicates what they're saying isn't what they really mean. Sometimes there's off-the-record comments that come in that give you a better sense that, ooh, this may not be a great pairing. I haven't felt that at all. And Caleb, in the two meetings that we've had with him, I think he's been pretty honest about where he is and what he's trying to do and the growth that has happened, but the growth that still needs to happen within this offense. They're both saying all the right things. I think they're both doing all the right things. The Baltimore game that we worked was certainly not the one that you would put up as an example of how far this team has come. But since that point, I have a lot of respect for how they've gone about their business, how resilient they are. You can't live in that world forever. It's going to come back and haunt you. At some point, when they take a lead, they have to build on that lead. But for the short term, I really believe there's been legitimate progress between those two.
Bird, you gave a voice to a little bit of it. I'm curious, what questions do you still have about the Bears, and what questions have you heard other people in football still have about the Bears?
Well, let's start with the defense, because it's been an all-or-nothing mentality, and that's fine. When you're feasting, that's great. When you're coming up with interceptions and turnovers and punch-outs, you can win ball games based on that. But when you have to actually dig in and get into the thick of a fourth quarter where that's not working, the Baltimore game as an example, then what can you lean on in those moments? And there's been a little bit of famine at times defensively where you just don't know if this group can truly hang with some of the best offensive teams in the NFL. But the numbers still back them up and what they're doing on takeaways, and I do think that is contagious, and there is a belief on that defense that they have a knack, and it just might be one of those years where they're the team that figures it out from a turnover standpoint. Offensively, look, at some point, there's going to have to be some more dynamic plays downfield. Catch and run is great, and checkdowns work. The running game is outstanding. The fact that you can now interchange Swift and Menungai and feel confident with either guy in there. Menungai has been a revelation. There's no way anybody expected a seventh-round pick to play that kind of role that he has, certainly over the last 4 weeks. And they're getting by on the offensive line, and it's going to be tested again. It looks like that left tackle position, there might be a new player in there based on the injury to Benedett, and it could be the rookie Trapillo gets his opportunity, and they believe in him, and Caleb believes in him. That's all great on paper and in theory, but you're still going to have to go against a physical Pittsburgh defense, and they're going to be tested, seriously tested, on Sunday.
Yeah, we're worried about that test with all those pass rushers on the edge. And then the scout team quarterback that the Steelers brought in, who does the Caleb move, the quick 1-2 with his feet and the spin, like, Mike Tomlin's just damn good. He's never had a losing season. It's astonishing. Do you know why?
I know why, because I've probably done 30 Steeler games in the last X number of years with Mike Tomlin as the head coach. There's a presence there. There's a command. There's a real sense of how to get the best out of his players. I think that's a real thing when you're trying to evaluate head coaches at this level. Mike Vrabel, to me, is a great example of that. Their personnel has not changed dramatically. There have been some changes, of course, with New England. But what's changed is the head coach and his comportment and how he deals with things and how he problem solves and how he presents to his team. I think Mike Tomlin fits in that category. He just has a certain way about him, and he carries himself in a manner that is extremely confident, and he leads. And that has been highly effective. Look, within the roster right now, it's not the best Steeler team that we've seen under Mike Tomlin. They're getting by. They're finding some ways here and there. But I don't know if there's been this general belief around the NFL that the Steelers can win the whole thing. But they can win on Sunday. They've proven that. They can win on Sunday. And I don't know who's starting at quarterback. That's a real thing right now, whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to be in there or if Mason Rudolph is going to be playing the position. So if you're Chicago, you just have to be ready for both. The one positive is that it's not a huge difference physically. You're not talking about going from someone that is a pocket passer to someone that is going to find a way to beat you on the edges or with their legs. That's not the case. So I think the preparation will be similar, but there's a difference in resume and there's a difference in presence, no doubt about it.
I kept thinking if he was going to play this year, that teaming him up with Mike Tomlin felt like a really good mix because the respect is built in. Yeah. How has this thing worked so far for Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's worked behind the scenes. I think he's having a blast. He likes the tenor of the team and the group. He and Arthur Smith have found some common ground. Their personnel groupings with the XL package and what we've seen from Darnell Washington, that's a name that you need to know, not just for this Sunday, but moving forward. I think this guy's going to be a legitimate factor in the NFL. He is a mammoth human being. He finally acknowledged, not that he had been asked about it and he was demure about it, but he was on a podcast. I'm on Ross St. Brown's podcast and was asked, how much do you weigh? Because we go off the figures that they provide. And I said to JJ, literally the first game of the season, we had the Steelers. I said, there's no way this dude's 264. He's like, no, no shot. He's 311. He's 311 pounds. And he's playing tight end. He's not just one of those extra offensive linemen that you throw in for the jumbo package. He's a weapon, and he is scary. He is lethal, and he is going to be a factor, no doubt about it, in this game against Chicago.
J.J. Watt, your partner, Ian Eagle, is better than I expected this quickly. And a lot of people, I think, share that opinion. I didn't mean it as a backhanded compliment. are there direct mentorship lessons? Do you take them out on Thursdays with the dry erase board and talk about stuff? Is there a lunch where, like, I mean, what's it been like? You've worked with so many people. This is a newbie. He's really good already.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't backhanded. You didn't say like, hey, JJ, you're really good. I didn't think you would be. He is. He's really good because he puts in the work. He's got a great sense of awareness on the TV side. That's the part that you never know until someone puts on the headset. You got 500 things happening at once. There are multiple people talking to you while the play is going on. They have all these feeds into your monitors. You have 12 seconds to make your point, and you want to make a good one because you only get a certain number of at-bats over the course of the game. My whole approach in doing this job has been, what can I do to make the person next to me feel comfortable? And that's not just from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the early window in the East Coast. It's the weekend. It's the entire time. It's at the production meetings. It's at the dinners or the lunches or the rides over to the hotel. That's a big part of this job. And if you want to have chemistry on the air, there needs to be a friendship and a relationship off the air. So the way I've always tried to view this position is we're being judged as a team. We're not being judged individually. And once you get to that headspace, and he got it very quickly, it really has been a pleasure. He is into it. He wants to be great at this. And I think he's applied the same tenets that he did as a player to now as a broadcaster. It's really been a blast.
Well, I always enjoyed him when he was in the studio, and I was wondering how it would translate to him calling games. You've worked with so many different partners in a bunch of different sports. What's something that can connect all of that tissue when you think about who the best analysts are that you work with? What do they have in common?
I think the one common thread is relatability. And I know this is probably as cliche as it gets, and you guys understand it because it's real for the two of you. When someone gets in the car, you want them to feel like they're part of what you're doing, not that they're just listening, but that they feel like they're part of it in some way. And I think that is a huge aspect of the on-air portion of these games. The games are happening. The games are going to happen whether the announcers are in there or not. No matter who's calling the game is happening. The goal is to hopefully enhance the moments, meet the moment, and then not get in the way of the really big moments. Can you complement it? So, you know, I shared that with JJ before we even started. And I just think he has an acute awareness. In addition, he is really passionate about football. He loves it. He loves the game. And to me, that needs to come across. That's part of resonating with the audience. It's no different than doing games with Bill Raftery, which I was so fortunate to do early in my career with the Nets. Everything that you hear on the air is part of a bigger picture for Bill. He's been a basketball junkie his whole life, and it comes out in different ways. And the sayings, the phrases, the guttural reactions, they're all real. They're all coming from an authentic place. And I think JJ has followed a very similar path. He loves the game, and you can feel that.
Ian, there's always one. One of our texters to the show says his name was Larry Dallapoussis. He shortened it to Larry Dallas to sell cars. Yeah. And the texter loves that episode, remembers all of that from memory. So that's our target audience. Good job. Well done.
That's it. Now, we nailed it. Now, if you can, ask the texter about the transition to Priscilla Barnes as Terry. Were they okay with that?
I was not.
That was tough for a lot of viewers.
It was controversial.
Very tough.
I had a hard time.
Very tough.
Myself, yeah. Oh, it was a difficult
time. These are rough times for sure.
Yeah. Even now.
Bird, have a great call on Sunday, man. We appreciate you jumping on and being weird with us.
Thank you, Ian.
Anytime. And thank God you don't work for NASA. Let's just leave it at that.
Nor you.
It is the truth.
Yes. Thank you, Ian.
Definitely the truth. Oh, I don't
see you guys.
See you, man. That was great.
That is Ian Eagle. He is a delight. He's a delight. We've had Evan and we've had Bird. We got to get JJ.
Yeah, we do. JJ's going to have to talk about his brother this weekend. That's going to be interesting to hear. I'm really psyched for this game, man. I loved Olin Krutz's tone earlier about, like, isn't it, Bears have a shot in this game, this physical matchup. He thinks the Bears might be physical enough. This is going to be a good game, I think, on Sunday.
I agree. And I love when those guys start honing in on that part of it. It's something that you can watch. As someone who loves the Bears and loves football, you know that those guys are watching the trenches and it'll be a big part of the game. We need to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask a question about something that we've kind of left in our rearview mirror that has to do with the Bears quarterback and how he's perceived. We'll explain next here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cook it with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
I call him 9. 9 comes out.
Thought that was weird. Listen. Thought that was weird that J.J. McCarthy has an alter ego. He's in his early 20s. Do you need an alter ego at that point? I don't know.
I don't think that it's weird that he has an alter ego. And I want to be very clear as we discuss this. I like J.J. McCarthy. And I don't want this to be us necessarily ripping J.J. McCarthy. He's allowed. Like, I want guys to be who they are. And if that means creating an alter ego to help yourself out, to deal with stuff, usually that is a sign of of you compartmentalizing and being able to figure some stuff out. I'm okay with it. All I want to say is take a listen to this. And when you listen to it, I want you to think of how people would react if Caleb said this.
It's very new. You know, coming in here, I was taught how to play quarterback in a very different way. And that's, you know, expected going into the league, going into any new team, any new system. But at the end of the day, you know, it was really just the injuries that I felt like, you know, kind of took away all those reps and the constant repetition to make those a habit and make them concrete, like KO talks about. But yeah, I feel like, you know, it's just the repetitions. You know, how many times could I go home and every time I take the dogs out, I'm getting, you know, 10 drops each time. Little things like that where you just keep building the reps.
JJ, you said a couple times on Sunday post-game that NFL is really hard. Is there a situation where maybe you're putting a little too much pressure on yourself to succeed?
It's a great question. I feel like the pressure level that one puts on themselves has to, you know, match the pressure that the team's going under, especially at the quarterback position. And at the end of the day, you know, pressure's always going to be there, but it's, you know, what are you doing on a day-to-day basis? Who are you internally? And what's going to come out when the pressure's at its highest? So I feel like there's just, you know, so many moments in the five games that I've played so far where I felt that pressure show up, and there's little things that showed up in my game that I know I need to work on, so when that situation happens again, it won't be an issue.
JJ, you talk about some of the stuff being new. Like, how hard is it to untrain your mind from 15 years of learning one way and now having to learn a different way?
It's really hard. You know, you're rewiring neurological pathways, and that's not something that happens overnight. So just understanding and giving myself that grace, that patience that, you know, I might not have it today, but it's something that I'm going to continue to strive after day, rep after rep, and get to the place where we all want me to be. And, yeah, it just comes with all those reps because, you know, anything new like tying your shoe takes time. And, you know, especially playing at the level of the National Football League, you know, the urgency to it is something very important, but no matter what it is, it's going to take time.
I'm glad we heard it in context. I'd only seen a couple of clips. I don't actually think there's much wrong with that. He's getting mental reps while he walks the dog. Okay, so he's just thinking about it, and he is rewiring his brain.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, we've talked about this as it pertains to Caleb, the idea of unlearning and then learning at the same time.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that with the predisposed bias that showed up a lot when talking about Caleb before he was drafted and even going into this year, I don't think people should be understanding to both guys, because they're young guys that are trying to figure it out. I don't think that Caleb would be given as much of the benefit of the doubt on some of this stuff if it was him who was voicing it in that way. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. I hear you. And I bet that would have been true if he had voiced it that way last year. You know, maybe it would have. But if he's voicing it that way this year while the results are better, and I mean, the dude has the second highest QBR, Caleb Williams, in the last 2 minutes of any quarterback in the NFL. Number one is Dak Prescott. Number two is Caleb Williams. It's like the dude he's showing you enough, especially in crunch time, that he could probably get away with it now. You know, but I understand your point. JJ's playing really bad, man. He's really playing bad and really inaccurate. And I'm sure he's getting a crazy rough ride there. I get you.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Weedsy. Dan Weederer is going to join us. We'll ask him his thoughts as the Bears and the Steelers get ready for action this upcoming Sunday. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Back after this on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.